Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. Happy Hump Day. Today is December 28th. We have just a few more days before the major arrival of 2012, and I am just very excited and very optimistic. To be honest, all of my 43 years, I've always been optimistic. I mean, how would I know when I was a baby, huh? But just every year, I just get so excited and look forward to the arrival of each year. Every year has been great. You know, we have our good years and we have our not-so-good years, right? You know, so I like 2011. I'm very excited about 2012, really personally and just overall, like just everyone. I think we will be seeing, just in my heart, I believe we will see more positive things happening and people spreading more love. We see a lot of love, but we see a lot of hate too. So hopefully a lot of that evilness and hate, natural disasters and stuff that are beyond our control are enough to handle. So just for us to continue to do our best to make this world a more peaceful place. And, you know, the universe also, you know, really. So I just want to thank you so much for spending a little time with me. If you don't spend the whole 30, 40 minutes with me, at least just a few minutes. I'm on my second cup of hot tea. I think I'm almost out of the woods. You all, if any of you all are sick or feel a little sickness coming on, cold, flu, or anything, take care of yourself and then be appreciative to those people that are around you that are helping you feel better, too, if you're blessed to have loved ones that are taking care of you, are helping you get better also. It's because, you know, wow, this cold and flu season is nothing to joke around with. I noticed it used to be like you get a cold, you get a flu, it's done with. But these colds and flus are serious. Nowadays you hear of somebody that's having a cold or flu, and then next thing you know, you've heard of them dying or have or in the hospital for pneumonia or something, you know. So we really have to take care of ourselves. I'm out the woods, I believe. But last evening, my throat was bothering me a little bit more, and I noticed earlier this morning I coughed a little, you know. So drink my hot tea, and I recommend if you feel the cold or flu coming on, take Alka-Seltzer Plus. That was one of the over-the-counter meds that I ingested during this past 2 week bout with cold flu. And Alka-Seltzer Plus is just fantastic. I tweeted and posted a story about, because, you know, I know most of my listeners are big on exercise and eating healthy regardless of where they stand health-wise or fitness-wise, but I know most of my listening audience are lifestyle and living a healthy life is important. And I tweeted out an article from Spark People, and it is about if you should exercise when you have a cold or flu. And in the article, it recommends that if you feel that cold and flu is in your chest area, you know, it's best to hold out before really doing intensive exercises and so on, see what's really happening and so on. But, you know, check that article out. And like I said, happy Kwanzaa, too. You know, we're talking about Kwanzaa celebrations and also just getting our minds right for the arrival of 2012, getting our goals right, even if we're not, It's, some of us are not setting New Year's resolutions or goals. Just, you know, playing it by ear. You at least like to have your focus on things that are priority to you, right, and to your loved ones and to your peers and your coworkers. So it's important for us to have our mindset right and to really, you know, think positive and to really be proactive on things. And when we realize things are ineffective, you know, seek to find effective methods of doing things, okay? Well, I started the show with one of my favorite scriptures. And you know, and have you ever, and I love this scripture, and I know I'm not alone. And that's one reason why I tweeted a lot and posted it on my Facebook page. I do know other scriptures, but that's just like my favorite scripture, and from childhood on to now. And you know, most of us have it memorized. I think I have it memorized, but I just like to pray it from the Bible. And a lot of times, people would, somebody might go to someone and ask someone, I need some advice. And then they say, well, go pray. Well, you know, it's good to at least go to that prayer and just let God guide you to find other scriptures. Because sometimes people say, well, go pray, and then you don't know, well, where do I begin? Because some people are familiar with their holy Bibles, and, you know, if you're Christian, your holy books, and if you're Christian, the holy Bible. So, you know, pray and read Psalms 23, Psalms 1 is good, Psalms 59 is good, but, you know, Psalms 23 is just, you know, it's just so, it's brief and it's so full, and every time I pray Psalms 23, I just feel so fulfilled and blessed. So, you know, I'm just wanted to share that, because I know some people tell people, well, just go to your Bible and pray, but then some people would don't really like, well, what scripture, what Psalms? Psalms 23 is good. That's a good prayer that helps you feel good about life, God, feeling fulfilled, and especially good if you have like a little fear in you or something. Just good scripture. But I get off of that. I dedicate this show also to the memory of my late son. Those of you who are listening, oh, she has a son. I had a son when I was 19. It died in September 88. And he was born prematurely, and he died soon after birth. He was out of stillbirth. He died soon after birth. And his name is Christopher Cortez. And today, his real due date was today, on December the 28th, but he was born prematurely when I was 5.5 months pregnant in early September. So your Facebook friends with me or tweet with me and so on, you know somewhat about my story. So I did want to have kids after that, but I never, you know, became pregnant in, you know, after that. But I not a day goes by that I do not think about my son Christopher Cortez. And let's see, I almost lost my life during that childbirth also. So I want to shout out Dr. Frieda Bush and Dr. Beverly McMillan, because they were my doctors back then at the time. And you've seen a lot of Dr. Frieda Bush, because she was promoting people to vote yes concerning Initiative 26 when that was on the ballot this past year. And Dr. Beverly McMillan, her husband Roy, they're advocates of pro-life advocates. But my current doctor, I have to shout out, she and her staff, Dr. Barbara Davies Sullivan at Women's Clinic at Baptist Hospital. And happy holidays and happy new year to you all. But I want to go ahead and let's talk about getting our minds right and just positive thinking, our New Year's resolutions, and so on. I don't want to get sidetracked from that. But again, happy Kwanzaa. Those of you that might have missed the show on Monday, we've been talking about Kwanzaa and setting our goals and New Year's resolutions and so on. Monday was the day that represents unity. And Tuesday was the day that represents self-determination. And what we're talking about is Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held here in the United States honoring universal African American Heritage and Culture, observed from December 26th, which the day after Christmas, to January the 1st, New Year's Day, each year. It features activities such as lighting a candle holder with seven candles and culminates in a feast and gift giving. It was created by Dr. Malani Karinga and was first celebrated from, 66-67, during that time period. So I have information tweeted and so on. You can visit official Kwanzaa website.org, Kwanzaa.com. I even posted like local news stories from here in Jackson, Mississippi, because ever since childhood, my local communities have always been very proactive in celebrating Kwanzaa and so on. But today is Ujima, and it is the day of collective work and responsibility. And tomorrow is Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Friday is Nia, purpose. Saturday, Kumba, creativity. And Sunday, January the 1st, New Year's Day, will be Imani, which is faith, which represents a day of meditation. So that's how that day should be spent. And if you're not participating in the full-fledged events like myself, it's important to at least acknowledge the seven principles of those of each day. Like I said, today is the day of work and responsibility. So focus on that. And tomorrow be cooperative economics. And we all know how important economics is. Very, 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 very important. From the entrepreneur to corporate America to from consumers to business owners. The economy is very, very important from our local communities to universal commerce. It's very, very important. Okay? But today, because we're talking about getting our minds right and thinking positive and setting our goals, it is important to speak. I made a couple of mistakes since I've been on the air, probably more than a couple of mistakes, with pronouncing a couple words. And I was on LinkedIn earlier this morning, and my friend Brian Cuban, Mark Cuban's younger brother, which is a very successful attorney, and also he hosts a blog, talkradio.com show also, and blogs and writes and so forth. Just a great, great guy. He had shared an article on LinkedIn earlier. I ran across it a few hours ago or last night, called 10 Words You Mispronounced That Made People Think You're an Idiot. And the article is, was written in 2008, but it stands right now. And it was written by a guy named Justin Brown in a mag called Primer, a guy's post-college guide to growing up in affordable style, how to self-development for everyday 20-somethings. Even though the magazine article is targeted to 20-somethings, it's targeted to everybody because it's about how we mispronounce common words. And the author starts off, I'm just going to go through the words, but it's a like full-fledged article. And the writer is so humorous. You just must read the entire article and read his little side notes about how people mispronounce these common words. And I tweeted it, and also it's posted on my Facebook page. It's posted on my Facebook page and on LinkedIn. And like I said, Brian shared it on LinkedIn and so on. But he kicked off the list of the 10 words that we mispronounce that made people think that we're idiots with this. Thus behold, people of the internet, the 10 most important words you should learn to pronounce if you would like, I'm unplugging something, so excuse me if I'm hesitating. Behold, people of the internet, the 10 most important words you should learn to pronounce if you would like to appear reasonably knowledgeable about your own language. And then he kicks off the list of 10. And you, and then some of these words, you know, you might say to yourself, wow, I do pronounce that word wrong. Or I know a lot of people that pronounce that word wrong. And, or you might say, well, how can we? Now, we shouldn't even be pronouncing that certain word the wrong way. But the top word on the list is athlete. The incorrect pronunciation of athlete is athlete. You know, you put that A right there in the middle. Athlete. The correct pronunciation of athlete is athlete. Okay? So he talks on about that. So you have to read the article, really. And two, the second words, they're like a group of words instead of one word. Escape, espresso, etc. The incorrect pronunciation is escape, espresso, etc. The correct pronunciation is escape, espresso, etc. And he talks on about that, those three words. Okay, then number three, the third word is nuclear. And he talks about how, hey, nuclear is spelled the way it sounds, nuclear. Okay, the incorrect pronunciation, listen to me, is nuke-u-ler. The correct pronunciation is nuclear. Just let it flow. Okay, then the fourth word, there are two words, prescription and prerogative. Okay, the incorrect, trying to get my screen up, my switchboard up. The fourth word is R, prescription and prerogative. You know, like Bobby Brown had that song that Britney Spears remade. It's my prerogative. Okay, incorrect pronunciation. Purr, like a cat purr. Prescription, like shunning. Prerogative, pogative. Okay, the correct pronunciation for prescription is prescription. And prerogative is prerogative. Even I had to let that flow. So those are like some common words that people do notice. And some of us do notice that we might pronounce something correct or incorrectly. Okay, the fifth word, utmost. Incorrect pronunciation, utmost. I hear that so much. I am utmost, or that's the utmost, but the correct pronunciation is utmost. Okay? The sixth word is candidate. Incorrect pronunciation is can-o-date. Can-o-date. Correct pronunciation is can-da, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da da. The correct pronunciation is candidate. Candidate. Even I'm sounding crazy. Okay, candidate. Seventh word is sherbet. The incorrect sherbet. The incorrect pronunciation is sherbet. The correct pronunciation is sherbet. Like share and bet. Sherbet. Eight. Alright. Not the incorrect pronunciation, aw, like A-W-W hyphen R-E-E, R-E-E. It's the correct pronunciation is awry. I'm talking about awry, A-W-R-Y. Okay, the ninth is when people write or say, for all intent and purposes, the incorrect pronunciation is, for all intensive purposes. I think I occasionally have seen that. And I always wonder, like, what? But the correct pronunciation is for all intents and purposes, you know? And 10, and this is a word, I mean, this is like a common word. Often. Incorrect pronunciation. Off 10, like off, and then 10, like the number 10. Correct pronunciation is often. like off, the T is silent. I think I do say often that sometimes. It just comes out. The T is silent, though. And that's a common word. We know better. Often. Not often, but the T is silent often. So really check out the article in its entirety because, I mean, it's definitely the truth. And the writer who is based in Virginia, he's an artist also, is like so humorous about it, but it's a serious matter about the correct enunciation of words. I mean, to have a good vocabulary and to articulate your words properly is, what is it, of utmost importance, right? And speaking correctly have always been important to me, but sometimes we do get, sometimes we just get kind of relaxed in our vocabulary. And we, a lot of times we do know the proper way to say certain words, but we are just relaxed. And then we're so comfortable with using certain slang words and certain lingo from the different subcultures and circles that we belong to, and where we, you know, just go with the flow. However it comes out, right? But we should be conscious that we speak words properly, right? I mean, that has been important to me personally since grade school, because those of you that have grown up with me that are listening to the show or have heard my story or read my like little blogs and so on, when I was in grade school in the third grade, I used to have a time saying words that began with STR, CHs, SHs, SHRs, STRs. I had the worst time with words that started with SH, CHs, STR. And the writer of this article, he talks about the usage of words and how some people say those type of words incorrectly and wrong. And, I mean, I'm talking about my friends and relatives and, you know, cousins and so on. I mean, even adults used to make fun of me. Oh, my God. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't funny. And because I began reading at a very young age, and that makes, you know, wow, that's not a good thing. I started reading at a young age, but I was enunciating my words wrong, regardless of how hard I tried to say the words right. I was, instead of saying chili, I would say shilly. Instead of saying street, I would say screet. Now, my friends and former classmates and teachers that taught me, you all, if you listen to the show, you know I'm telling the truth. And chili was chili. Even Reggie Roughneck, remember, we've known each other that long. And keep Reggie Roughneck in your prayers also, because he's been under the weather. And we're going to talk a lot about sports Friday, so I hope you all enjoy talking about sports with me, because there's a lot of things going on. Pro Bowl talk. Tony Romo being snubbed from the Pro Bowls, just, you know, NBA, NFL, there's a lot of things going on. So that's what we'll talk about Friday, and also keeping our minds right. But back to what I had gone through, and I know I'm not alone. Some of you have been through that, and a lot of you still go through that. But I went to my, I said, enough is enough. I put my foot down, and I went to my teacher, Mrs. Howe, my third grade teacher. I said, Mrs. Hale, I need someone to tutor me. I was in the third grade, but enough was enough. She didn't come to me. My mother didn't go to her. I went to my teacher and I said, Mrs. Hale, I really would like to learn how to say these words correctly, words that begin with these. And she was aware, being my teacher, what words I had difficulties pronouncing correctly. You know, like I said, CHs, SHs, STRs, words like that sort. And I said, I really would like someone to help me, to tutor me, into learning how to speak these words correctly. And, you know, I really didn't know the name of the person. I knew I had a speech therapist. And what are they called? Speech ophthalmologist. What? Speech ophthalmologist or ophthalmologist. Because I have a couple friends that I grew up with who that's what their careers are right now. And I think that is just a great thing. I could call her a speech therapist. I cannot remember my teacher's name, but I know her when I see her. But, the young lady that tutored myself. And my teacher, she made arrangements and got me a therapist, a speech therapist. And so like 2 or 3 days out of the week, my speech therapist would come, and I would be dismissed out of a certain class. I can't remember which class it was, but I guess it was a class that for a while. I can't even remember what class. It probably was one of my favorite classes, one of my classes that I was real good in. And I would spend time with my therapist, hooked up to a computer back then in those days, 76, 77. And she would go over things with me, and also I would work on a computer. And after that, I learned how to say those words that began with S-T-R, C-H's, and S-H's confidently. And then some of the same people that were making fun of me back then, some of their language is not up to par, I must say. I'm just saying, you know. but really, so who's laughing now? And then after that, so even today, but my language and vocabulary usage is very relaxed. I know I need to work on my vocabulary because I do talk slang and I do talk use lingo from the different subcultures that I belong to. But then there is a basic American English that we're supposed to speak. And if English is supposed to be your first language, you're definitely supposed to know how to speak your first language. And then if English is your second or third language, I know so many people where English is their second or third language, and they speak the language better than people who American language is their only language, you know? So really, it's very important for us to learn and practice the enunciations of certain words. And I just think that article is just so fascinating. I was like, wow, Brian is always sharing informative information on Twitter or on his pages, and his brother. I love his brother's blog, or Blog Maverick. He shares so much informative business information and sports-related information. But check that article out. And I'm just telling you the truth about my own personal experience with speech and so on. And I'm honestly telling the truth. And you all see my friends, my longtime friends and teachers and stuff on my pages. Ask them. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, we used to have a ball making fun of Bethany. Because they would come up to me and say, hey, say chili dog. You know, like want me to say the word too. And I say, chili dog? Oh, my God. They just fall out laughing. Hold on, this got to end. And it did, too. They might have laughed at me about something else. You know, being a geek I am, but they definitely weren't laughing about the way I said those words again. I just want to say shout out to just everyone, wishing everyone a happy 2012. Time is dwindling down. There's more to talk about. But I just, when I saw that article, I was like, that goes under the category of getting our mind set right for our New Year's resolutions and setting goals and our self-development. Our personalized professional developments are so important, you know. So that's pretty much what my resolutions are focused on also, you know, the development of my personal development, professional development, development as an artist, and so on. And it's important for us, and that's part of our lifestyle, the way we develop and that way we interact with others and talk with others. But have 10 more seconds, and what's up? What's up? Happy New Year, and get your mind right. And can we have it all? I think we can have it all. I used to hear people say that, and a certain person used to say that all the time. You can have it all. I used to wonder, can you really have it all? But I'm beginning to think we can have it all. So let's go for it all in 2012. So, like I said, Friday we're talking about sports and still getting our mind right and celebrating Kwanzaa and celebrating New Year's, the arrival of New Year's. That would be the eve of New Year's Eve. So thank you again for joining me. I feel like going that extra 10 minutes because I definitely have more to talk about. As a matter of fact, I will go to 10 more minutes. And I've been enjoying myself listening to talk radio myself. I love talk radio. I've been listening to Daybreak with Jay Young and listening to Jay Young talk with his guests about a New Year's resolutions and getting your mind right on weight loss, because he's talking with a chef from WholeFoodMarket.com, Whole Food Stores, and they were talking about getting your mind right and being focused on weight loss and so on. And, you know, Jay Young was like, well, I know what to do and how to do it. It's just the fact of doing it. So I think that's most of our cases, you know. We pretty much know, well, hey, I know. Because really, I know I've been a health and fitness nut since I was a little girl, beauty nut. But, you know, it's good to have an open mind and to learn from others and read up and really be proactive and stick to what works for you, because everything doesn't work for everyone. And but we all know that portion control, eating in moderation, like Jay Young was talking about on his show earlier about the importance of breakfast, and that's something that I talk about a lot. Even Reggie Bush has tweeted out before to his followers about how important it is to not miss breakfast. Breakfast is really important. Now, I was always taught from grade school and up that breakfast is like the gas to a car. It's your fuel for the day. You know, so that's really wild, really. And, oh, my God, you all probably have already heard this. You all know I'm big into, you know, fashion retail and so on. That have been, you know, my studies and so on. I was about Sears and Kmart. Stores are closing. A bunch of stores are closing, like 100 stores. And I was like, wow. I mean, Sears and JCPenney's and Spiegel. Those stores have like always been my few of my favorites from childhood to now. Does Spiegel still make their Kellogg's? But wow, that's one thing I miss about the holiday season: Sears and JCPenney Kellogg's, holiday Christmas Kellogg's. But I got this article from HuffPost, but yesterday I didn't air yesterday, but that was breaking news yesterday about how major retailer Sears, which is the parent company of Kmart stores, is closing at least 100 stores. And I'm like, wow. So this article from HuffPost Business reads that, from a New York story, after a disastrous holiday season, the parent company of Sears and Kmart will close at least 100 stores to raise cash, a move that sparked speculation about whether the 125-year-old retailer can avoid a death spiral by declining sales and deteriorating stores. And, you know, we see stories a lot. Excuse me. Sears Holdings Corporation, a pillar of American retailing that famously began with mail order catalogs in the 1880s, declared Tuesday that it would no longer prop up marginally performing locations. The company pledged to refocus its efforts to stores that make money. And one of my aunts, here's a little history theme. One of my aunts was the first person of color, black person, to become a salesperson at the local Sears store here that was located downtown at what is now the Eudora Welty, named after the famous writer, which lived in Jackson. Eudora Welty Library. She was the first black salesperson in the 60s, late 60s. Not saleswoman, not salesman, but salesperson. Just wanted to share that with you all. But I love those stories. If I had not been sick, I would love to work at Sears or JCPenney's during holidays, just interacting with people and so on. But because I always love to see my fashions in high-end stores, economic stores. besides the fact my plans to open my own boutique salon. But it's almost time to end the show. Visit my page because speaking of fashions, I posted some HSN vids of my friend Anthony, the fashion designer, worldwide traveler, new fashions from HSN, his partnership with HSN. So his studio is in LA, but he also has studios in London and in Paris. But contact him and ask him for one of his publications. He just released his second catalog, okay? And I want to shout out a couple of my relatives, too, that came home for Christmas. I've seen one. My cousin, she travels back and forth from Dallas to Jackson often. And she recently authored a book called Myrna's Adventure. So I want you all to check out her book. I'm looking forward to interviewing her in the near future after the beginning of the year. I need to complete reading the book myself. But her book is Myrna's Adventure. And you can visit xlibris.com. That's her publisher. Visit their website to check her book out. It also can be found at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and also at your local bookstore. You can order her book by calling 1-888-795-4274, extension 7879. Again, my cousin Linda White Oliver has authored a sexy, suspenseful novel called Myrna's Adventure. So check it out, okay? And I just wanted to add it. I didn't even really plan to promote that, but I just wanted to let you all know because hopefully she will be a guest real soon to talk about her book. I don't know if she's doing any book signings or anything, but as soon as she lets me know, I will relay that information to you all and so on, okay? So I guess I will conclude this morning's show until Friday, and we'll talk about NBA, we'll talk about the Pro Bowl, and so on. I might have my switchboard open, but I know at the beginning of the year I have my switchboard line and phone lines open. But you do know you can call and listen to the show at 714-409-0614. And I have so many numbers and digits and stuff that I have to remember. So please, I do know my own number. But I'm catching myself saying so much. But just thank you so much. My throat is getting a little dry and so on. I have not picked up my cup of hot tea since I've been on air. So my throat is a little dry and I have my little sore throat spray right here and cough drops and so on. Because even though I don't have a relapse, I don't want a hacking cough either. Well, no, my coughs come out of nowhere. That really irks me. But I love you all and I thank you for your support. And just get your mind right and get ready for 2012 and enjoy these last days of 2011. And I just want to shout out to my online friends and listeners and those that have just been spreading so much holiday joy via pictures, words, videotape, videos, music, so on. I've been receiving some awesome communications. I want to shout out a YouTube friend of mine, Oki Reich. Okay, you follow him, OKIRIKE. My YouTube friend, he sent, I get a lot of awesome music and on Reverb Nation and so on. So I'm going to be networking on Reverb Nation this weekend, my Reverb Nation friends and fans. But he sent me this awesome song via YouTube called Daydreamer. And the words are included. Beautiful, beautiful song. Optimistic song. His voice is so beautiful. He's playing an acoustic guitar. And he reminds me of, he's very original, but I can hear his influences. Seal and the Minneapolis Sound. Minneapolis Sound, you know, Prince. Twin Cities Sound. But Minneapolis Sound, we're not just talking about Prince. We're talking about
the time, Jesse Johnson, you know, et cetera, all of that Minneapolis sound. But I can hear the seal and Minneapolis sound influences within his voice and in his music. But the lyrics are just beautiful. So follow him. I tweeted his vid, and it's on my Facebook page also. So I think it's just beautiful. And there's other wonderful music that I've posted also that I do my best to post and spread the word regarding my so many talented friends out there. And thank you for becoming my online friends and also being a listener, part of the almost 33,000 listeners that I have out there, and those of you that have viewed my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Inc. That's KULTURESHOKENT hyphen Beth. And then, oh, yeah, it was something else I wanted to say, and I was going to talk about that first. In celebration, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports premiered March 21st, 2011. And that means we'll be celebrating our year anniversary in a few months. And I think I'm going to try out this premium upgrade for the month of February for free, because the show that I host is a freebie show. I get market share with some of the advertisement. But there are different levels of shows. Would you hear some? My show is a 30-minute show, which you hear some shows are 2-hour shows and 3-hour shows and so on. So I think I believe I will try the premium 2-hour show for the month of February. Try it out for that month. And if it works, then I'll stick on. You all are very supportive, because you all really, I just thank you. You all just the positive feedback and the support I received from the beginning of, since March, of Culture Shock Entertainment has been so overwhelming and fun. I realize the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports are very intelligent, very open-minded, and are people that love to share their own ideas also. And so, and expect me to be intelligent and fun and warm also, along with my guest co-host and those of you that will appear as guests, and those of you that do share your information with me so I can relay it to the masses. So I thank you for that. And I know that the listener audience is very intelligent and know, and you're not just going to tell and just report anything to you all. So I thank you for that, because that really keeps me on my toes and working diligently on improving the delivery of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But seriously, I believe the month of February I will try out the premium 2-hour show. If the feedback is positive, then I guess month of March, celebrate and start doing the premium show. If it's not positive, then, you know, continue hosting a 30-minute show. But be able to communicate via Skype then, when I upgrade it to a premium show. I just want to let you all know. And so thank you again so much. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for praying for my friend Rachel Ruffnick also. I still need to get more info regarding his health situation. And also, just be good and keep in touch, because I'm just loving it. And keep letting me know what you're doing New Year's Eve. Either I'm going to be here checking out Ryan Seacrest hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve online, or I'm going to have my buns in church at Cathedral AME Zion after being sick after 2 weeks. I better